Welcome to The Direct Effect. I'm your host, Sam, and today we're diving into the often misunderstood world of direct mail performance tracking. Even though 31% of marketers say direct mail makes attribution easy, many still struggle with how to properly measure success in this channel. Let's break down six key insights about direct mail performance that could transform your campaigns. First, remember that KPIs vary by brand. What works for a home security company won't necessarily work for a fintech brand. Some common metrics include response rates, cost per acquisition, ROI, and lifetime value. But forcing your program into generic KPIs is a recipe for failure. Second, alignment within your company is crucial. When marketing teams focus on response rates while leadership prioritizes long-term ROI, you end up with KPI overload. Create a collaborative environment where all stakeholders agree on your primary objectives. Third, stop pitting direct mail against digital. They're complementary channels, not competitors. 9 out of 10 marketers report better results when these channels work together rather than separately. Fourth, don't underestimate matchbacks. Only about a third of direct mail responses come through directly trackable elements like promo codes. Matchbacks and holdout strategies help measure the true impact of your mailings. Fifth, be patient. Direct mail results take time to fully materialize. Allow campaigns to bake as the data accumulates before making judgments or changes. Finally, consider working with an agency that specializes in direct mail. They bring expertise in everything from campaign execution to statistical validity calculations and can help maximize your ROI. That's it for today's episode of The Direct Effect. I'm Sam, reminding you that with the right approach to measuring performance, success in direct mail isn't just possible, it's inevitable. Thanks for listening.